Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. And it's already been Olivia, my producer, and I were like, okay, it's been a very strange morning already. You may notice that my room is a little bit darker. I went to get a glass of water and I came back and every light bulb in my studio burnt out, and three of them in the hallway are the only ones I have right now. But everything else in my room is working and it smells like sulfur in here. And so, it feels okay now. So it's a little bit dark in here. This is what happened. Olivia and I are just going to work with it. So welcome to The Truth is Funny. Today, I have so much information to share with you. I have been on quite the journey with 2020 and then moving into the new year. So first and foremost, I want to say Happy New Year. And 2020 was a year of clear vision. And I don't feel that a lot of us have quite moved out of that energy yet, into this Aquarian energy that's supposed to be so wonderful. But I feel that we are getting there. And I find that this year of 2020 was a real eye opener. And I have so much that I have to tell you about that. My show today, what I was going to do is unveil the last dragon, neutrality. But the dragons said there was still some energy that needed to be cleared up. And I brought this painting out instead. And this is my painting. This dragon is from Florida. And this dragon is, that's where Ma's ashram, when I went out to her ashram. And so this is about the Kelly energy. This is about clearing karmic ties to things that are holding you back. And this is a very, has been a very, very challenging time for me, but in a really, really beautiful way, because you may have seen my scrapbook on Facebook, and I got up to the end of 2012, which is when I realized, oh my goodness, I'm actually tracking when my paintings were done, because it was over a 14-year period. And that after I went to ceremony in Peru, in the jungle, we went up to Machu Picchu, but we had to stop in between, and you have to acclimatize because of the effects that it has on your physical body. And so we stopped in, I think they've changed the name since, sorry, I can't remember the new name, but it's Yoga Lima Tambo. And it was a vegan yoga studio. Plus they made the most beautiful food and all, and just absolutely gorgeous. I'm going to share some pictures of that. But the owners of this place, she's German and he is a native of he's Peruvian. And I showed on the last show that his art, and him and I were both early risers. So we would sit in their little gathering area and have a cup of coffee to give Ida coffee. And he encouraged me to write this book about my travels because he had a book on his coffee table there that was about 60 years old. And it was the story of a shaman's journey and then some of the paintings of his visions. And I laughed and I said, my journey's way different than this dude's. And he said, that's okay. I really encourage you to do that. And so at the end of 2012, I realized that, oh my gosh, this is actually what I'm doing. So now I'm putting more effort. Keiko, one of my people, she will be relieved probably. She hasn't said a word, but I'm sure she was kind of like questioning my scrapbooking skills. I was just using it to track information because I was so busy that I never took the time to really go through my passport, go through all the ads and all the magazines, go through you know, like my accounting books and really add up what I did and where I went so that if I'm going to move into this new adventure going into 2021 with clear vision, I feel it's important to take a look at the past and clean it up because we're moving into the age of Aquarius. Well, we have, but like now, I feel like there was a major shift on the 21st. It's going to be bumpy, and it is bumpy, and it apparently is another very bumpy day in the electoral political world. I have not had much time for that. I realized that on January 5th of last, January 5th, 6 years ago, was when I put my little Ella down, my dog. And so I was going through the scrapbooking of it and I got all, you know, I could see, oh, that's why I'm feeling so emotional. And then I realized, oh, and then a year later, the day that I put her down was the day we flew out of the jungle and we went to Machu Picchu to Yogalinga Tambo and stayed there for 4 days. And then we went up to the base of Machu Picchu and there's one hotel there and that's where we stayed. And because we were able to be out there at 6 o'clock a.m. when the gates opened, we were like first on the grounds. And that was the last year that you would be allowed to even walk the grounds of Machu Picchu in that way. So it was a beautiful, beautiful experience. And at the same time, we had come out of the jungle from ceremony. So there was a lot. And it was exactly like 5 years ago on January 3rd that we had the really wild ceremony in Peru. And it was like very, very something I'll talk about in my new book when I get that done. Don't have time right now. But this is what was coming up for me. And I realized as I was going back, and I'm working with a lot of clients that are really wanting to move forward in their lives right now. And they really feel like a lot of the people that have traveled with me for a long, like, you know, almost a decade. I've been out there for 15 years. So first and foremost, I want to tell you, and I want to thank my team. Oh my goodness. Like this is a beautiful website we're building. It's a lot of work. It's actually like, I don't know, four websites in one. And so what we've done, you may have seen my new newsletter. So we do have, that's, you know, the new look of the site and everything. I'm just going to tell you what I'm going to be doing on the site, what I'm going to have available, because a lot of you are asking, and I don't have all the graphics totally done for these. And actually my team and I are really tired and it's not an emergency. So we are, doing our best to get this done as soon as possible. And I will share with you today what will be on the site so that when it's up in a week or so, or whenever it might be up tomorrow, I doubt it. Just so you know, what we are doing is I've divided the categories by color. And so there's three categories and purple is energetic upgrade. And so purple lettering, like if you see that, you'll know, okay, this is the Call to Dance online programs. Our signature program is called, it's Call to Dance Baby Steps. That's a 3.5 hour program that I will be offering for the first time on February 12th. 2021. That's the Chinese New Year. And so that program will come out then. Then I will be also, there's a foundation program, which is layers 1 to 4. And then we have anatomy, which is the mastery layers 5 to 7. Now I have taken Call to Dance seminars out there for 4 years now. And so the foundation program is solid. I think I've done around 15 seminars in total for that in the last 4 years. Maybe I'll have to count for sure. So that is going to be the foundation of what I've been sharing out there for the last 4 years at my live events will be the foundation for my online program. Baby steps is like the intro to that. And then anatomy is going to be when, for people who really want to go deeper into that and perhaps learn a little bit more about the anatomy of sacred geometry as well as the physical body. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I forgot to mention we're live on Facebook and I am taking calls today. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. No matter where you go, there you are. Did you know our lives are like mirrors? You know, in the physical world, we stand in front of a mirror and see with our physical eyes a direct reflection of our physical self. Some of us use this physical mirror to critique our body, our hair, our blemishes. On the other hand, we also have a spiritual mirror that is a direct reflection of how we think, feel, and act in spirit, and it reflects what we experience and receive. You know, true beauty, love, wisdom, and acceptance comes from within. So the soul-stretching success question of the day is, which mirror are we using to create our life? I hope you have a wonderful day filled with love, light, and beauty. See you next time.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. We're live on Facebook. We are taking callers, 1-800-930-2819. This is Tales from the Vector, and I was going to unveil my final painting, but the dragons have a mind of their own, and I'm kind of in the dark right now because I went to get some water, and all of the lights in my studio exploded and went out. And thank God the internet is still working. So that's why it looks a little bit dark in here. And it's kind of funny because I was just talking before this about my adventures in ceremony in the jungle of Peru. And I'm having quite a, that this is the anniversary, like January 5th was the day I let my dog go 6 years ago. And I remember because I could not stop crying when we got out of the jungle. I was like, get out of the jungle. I was like just weeping. And Will said to me, Colette, it's Ella. And I'm like, what? And he's like, it was a year ago today, right now, that you let that you put your dog down. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I was like, oh, okay, I can handle it. And that's what happens is we sometimes will have these moments and we think it's about leaving the jungle. And now when I reflect, like if I could fly out to the jungle right now, I would. I would love to go sit in ceremony with some people right now. But, you know, I assumed that it was because of the anniversary of that, but it was really because this is the time that I let my little Lala go. So that's kind of what I, what energy work, that's what I'm doing, that's what I'm tracking. And the dragons, I started painting them 14 years ago on February 1st. And that was the day that my cat Pearl was born. And then I brought them out on April 28th, 2017 at the Spring Festival of Awareness for the first time. And that was when the day that my little Stella was born. So these things I keep track of because I've learned over the years that we tend to repeat things in cycles. And a lot of times that's due to karmic spaces that we get into. So before I talk a little bit more about that, I was telling you beforehand about the website, about how the first category is the energetic upgrade. It's all purple. It's from the crown. It's from the point of spirit. And then we also have personal consultations. I want to talk about that because I'm in between sites right now. Like we're doing our best, but I don't really want my team spending a whole bunch of time on trying to make the other one work while we do this because it'll all pan out, I'm getting. So personal consultations. I no longer have my 2-for-1. I will never be ever discounting my work ever again. So I will have add-ons. And so I only will be doing 45-minute personal consultations. That's your only choice because my work has sped up and up over the last year because I've isolated myself for the most part. I've totally pretty much isolated myself so that I could go very deep within myself and rediscover who I am before I decided to take any more work out anywhere to anyone. And so my 45-minute personal consultations are, I will not be explaining how the method works on those. I will not be explaining myself. I will not be explaining my work. I will just energetically shift as much as I can. And now that I have this beautiful new website that I've been able to put the information, if you read my website, just the little bit of text here and there, it will tell you what I do and you will know whether or not you resonate with this work. And so that is a very beautiful way of because you'll if you're attracted to it, you're attracted to it. And if you're not, you're not. And this is because we are all tuning into the higher self network, HSN, I call it. And we all have our own uniqueness. We have our own value of experience that we bring, that we brought here when we became here and saw it. And that is a unique perspective from every single individual. And my perspective is of how I was taking in the information and then choosing the mentors that I chose and then taking that and then, you know, putting it all together. And I am truly like, oh my God, I am so blessed. So very blessed. I have been so blessed and so fortunate to have the best mentors ever. I have always been respected by my mentors personally. I have never felt any disrespect from my mentors. And that I am finding is a really beautiful thing. So Wow. Like every day, I suggest to people to, you know, well, when you go to sleep at night, to show appreciation, to feel appreciation for what you have. So every morning I thank God and every night before I go to sleep, I thank God for giving me mentors that were so respectful to me. It's a beautiful gift. And so the other thing is, so the consultations, that's what I'm offering, is the 45 minutes. And I'm not going to explain it because it'll slow us down. And if you want to find out now, you'll be able to go on an online program. If you want to find out a lot, you'll be able to take just a 3.5-hour program to find out what I taught in the layer one in the morning of my seminars when I was doing live events. And that was the biggest gift that was ever given to me. So I want to share that with everybody. And now I can do it online. So I'm very excited about that. And then if you join our club, and all you have to do to join the club is join our newsletter list. And just so you know, if you already have joined the club, then this is an offer that is already available for you on the new site. It will be tracked. And this is a 15-minute get your shift together. And this is just for you to call me and like you're, it's like for people, I have a lot of people in real estate deals, or they have a family member coming over. They're trying to decide whether to hire someone, or they're trying to decide this company or that one, or this ad or that one. And so that's what this is geared for. It's for people who have taken the time to read my, cite the information that's on it, so that they know, like, oh, okay, like I know enough about this that 15 minutes without an explanation is okay with me. And so that those are the two things that I'm going to be offering for consultations. Tales from the Vector, so excited. Oh my God, 14-year project. Last painting finished, but won't come out to play. So on Tales from the Vector, it's much more simple. We have the paintings for sale. We no longer have any individual energy correcting cards because now we have, hey, we're playing with a full deck. That feels good to say. And I will be bringing out an official modern day Dragon Sayer YouTube channel on April 28th is my launch date that I'm going for right now. And I also plan to, I'm working on it, and an official modern day Dragon Sayer online program. And this is going to include everything that you need to like for the deck and all the information and marketing support from me. And so my dragons refuse to go out with anyone that doesn't know how to play with them properly. They refuse. So it's kind of like one time I was at a seminar and I was giving a talk, and I was at my booth and a bunch of people took pictures of the cards, like of the individual cards after they had readings. And there was probably 10 of them sitting in the audience. I think that was at, it was one of Elizabeth Bede's events, Mountain Spirit Festival or the one after. And everybody on their phone said all of the pictures of the dragons disappeared and their screens went white. They were all showing me. There was about 10 people in the room. And funny enough, at that talk, there was a woman I was working on up at the front that couldn't hear out of her right ear. And a woman in the audience came up crying later and said, I haven't been able to hear out of my ear for 10 years. And when you worked on her, now I can. That's how the dragons play. So we'll be right back after this short break.
Do you drive yourself crazy trying to make important decisions? And when you finally do, then you start second-guessing yourself. Would you like to know why you do this and how to change it? You can. When you take time to go inward, you'll find a wisdom that resides in the body. Begin by quieting your mind and sending your awareness into your body. Notice where there may be a discomfort. Ask it what it wants you to know. Listen carefully. It will reveal what it is about making this decision which holds you back. You can keep asking for information until you reach the deep core value of what keeps you from comfortably making a decision and sticking with it. Awareness is the first step toward making change. I'm Carrie Kadambi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com.
Hi, this is Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. Please join me at the Ultimate Business Summit with 20 top influencers, including me, starting 9/21 through 9/30, absolutely free. Learn how to be a go-giver while you create and grow a wildly successful online business and make a killer living without killing the environment. Reserve today at www.theultimatewomensbusinesssummit.com. See you soon.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Hi, this is Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. Please join me at the Ultimate Business Summit with 20 top influencers, including me, starting 9/21 through 9/30, absolutely free. Learn how to be a go-giver while you create and grow a wildly successful online business and make a killer living without killing the environment. Reserve today at www.theultimatewomensbusinesssummit.com. See you soon.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network, as well as we are live on Facebook, and we're a little bit in the dark. Olivia has done her best to lighten the situation up. I went to get a glass of water, and every light bulb in my room went poof. It didn't surprise me. It's the six-year anniversary of letting my dog go in 5 years of that on the 3rd of January that I had my ceremony, my last ceremony in the jungle in Peru. And that is coming back. And so I was explaining about that. I'm also going through just what the website's going to have on it, because a lot of you are asking. So I'm at the Face Yoga page now. That will all be in red, the lettering. And so you'll know when you go to the pages, if you want it more for the body, then the printing is in red. That's the Face Yoga. And so on February 14th, on Singles Awareness Day, I'm going to launch my Face Yoga program. And my goal is to, well, it's established, is to every morning and every night do Face Yoga for 30-minute program and have you guys join me on my journey. It's going to be tough, but, you know, tough times call for tough measures. Because, and so that's going to be my program. Now that's like a yoga program that you can hop on. It'll be on Zoom videotaped. And so for the first year, I will be doing live recordings for it. And when I can't, I'll just do them sooner. Having said that, you'll have a choice to hop on after a week or, you know, a month or yearly. So there will be one in the morning, 6 o'clock a.m., and that will be Face Your Day with a Splash. And in the evening, we will have Pillow Talk, Sweet Dreams. So I'm really looking forward to that. Some days I know it's going to be like, I'm really looking forward to that. But I feel then eventually I will also bring out personal consultations Probably not for a good 6 months or so, because I really want to explore this beautiful method that I've discovered a little bit more fully before I do personal consultations with people. And then I want to mention, not last but not least at all, Transformation Talk Network, my Truth is Funny radio show, which has been gracing the airwaves now for 8 years. And you may have noticed that I've had a young man on my show in the last bit, Caleb Matthews. And I'm thrilled to say that Caleb is going to be a special guest in 2021 here. He is going to be in 6 guest spots. I asked him to come on because I had so many people who in lockdown have not been allowed to gather for mass and have not been allowed to have funerals for their loved ones. And they felt a need for mass. They felt a need for the word of God. They felt a need to gather and listen to the word of God. And Caleb is the coolest minister I know. So of course we had to have him come on this show. So that's what's going on here. And the website will be up when it's up in the next while. thank you for your patience. And I'm just thrilled. Like, this is kind of like, oh my God, this is like a dream come true. So Olivia, do we have a caller?
Yeah, we do. We have Julie from Ontario. Julie, you are on with Colette Marie Steffen.
Okay, we're on. Okay, great.
Yes. Hi, Julie.
Oh, hi.
Hi. What can I do for you today? First of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy
Welcome New 2021.
Year. Indeed. I've been noticing some neurological things. So my memory doesn't seem as strong as it's been. And I'm, so that's one thing.
Okay, so I'm going to address that right away, okay? Because what's happening right now is you are expressing what a lot of people are telling me. And so there's a bunch of things going on here, but number one for the collective and for you is the mass confusion in your, where do you live?
I live in Ottawa.
Yeah, it's pretty confusing there these days. I'm confused. Yeah. Is that Canada? I'm confused. Hey, and I almost moved to Ottawa when I was traveling back and forth across Canada for four years. Sorry, I think I did something like 40 seminars in across Canada from Vancouver to Victoria to Gatineau. And right. I never have seen the Canada that I see now. So that is very confusing for me to watch. And it's confusing, I'm sure, to live there. So basically what's happening is a lot of people right now are confused. That's what's coming up, the word confusion. And that's been coming up for a lot of people. And that is the gift that we received in 2020, is for us to sit back, be forced to. We were put under arrest. And right. We have been forced to reflect. And then there's all this stuff happening in the world and none of it. I don't know if you saw the beautiful, I won't be able to say his name properly because I'm too far into the zone, but the opera singer singing, Pavarotti, singing at all the empty cathedrals around the world. This is not normal for humanity. And so we're all now at the point where we're starting to regroup. I can feel it in the air. I feel on the 21st, and you can go back and listen to what Caleb had to say about that from the perspective of ascension. That on the 21st, when we had that wild conjunction that happens like once every 800 to 1,000 years, that we were graced with a little bit of space here to, you know, clean it up. And that's why we have the karma dragon here, because this is redemption. And I've often talked about when I was on stage, like when I was scared to get out and talk about this stuff because I didn't want anyone to think I was crazy. Now, I don't really care because I know I'm not crazy, because everything that I was telling people 15 years ago is happening now. So I feel like not crazy. I feel insane. And if you say it really slow, it's a good thing. So we are clearing karma is what we're doing today. And we've been given a reprieve to readjust our perception of who we are on this planet and how much when God gave us dominion over the earth, over animals, that wasn't meant to torture them for our purposes. And what I've learned over the years here in this work is that if they'll do it with you, they will do it to you. So I think we need to, and I've expressed this, I feel that what we are being shown right now is that it is the responsibility of people who can remain calm at this time to remain calm. That's all, remain calm. And be kind as you can be. And also understand that many people right now are very, very, very afraid. So, of course, when there's this mass confusion and there's all this fear and it's tumultuous and we're all exhausted, and I'm going to just skip the break here, Olivia. We are in a state right now of the what happens after someone dies. The transition is so it's shocking. And I have spoken to so many people about this, and in particularly this last year, that like when my dad collapsed and within a 36-hour period, he was totally unable to move and he had to be intubated. Our whole world collapsed because he was the guy, you know what I mean? He was the authority figure that everybody around turned to. And so when he collapsed like that, it was like everything kind of went, whoa, like nobody knew what to really do. And that feeling is kind of what I feel a lot of people are experiencing right now. And so it's important for us at that point to be able to go inward and realize that a lot of the trauma that we're feeling right now doesn't just belong to us. It also is coming from our ancestors who have experienced in other countries, in other times, in other dimensions, existences, and space, this, where, you know, where you are forced to leave your homes and you're forced out of your homes and you're enslaved or whatever, and the whole world goes crazy like this and utter chaos. And so our ancestors, a lot of the ancestors in Canada came from that. So they may not be on this earth at this time, but my dad came through loud and clear for me. And he said, after all this, he said, Colette, I'm going fishing. We've done our best. We shared the story. I'm going fishing. And he always taught me, work hard, play hard. And I feel that that is something that we have to understand, is that we are in a time right now that is so beautiful. You may have noticed that the big change on my site says, you are a blank canvas. If you saw it on my newsletter, that's my new newsletter. You are a blank canvas. May as well paint a rainbow. We have been through one of the biggest storms. Whew. And I feel that we have escaped by the skin of our teeth. And we need to now start looking very clearly at who is being left behind, because true leaders lead like a wolf. They lead from the rear, and they make sure that the people who are unable to protect themselves are protected by the pack. That's what's happening right now. So, whew, let's get a number from you if you're still there. You're clearing a lot of energy for a lot of people here. Thank you for your courage. Yeah. Thank you for expressing.
No problem. I'm testing for sick.
Okay. Okay. So when I went out to the ashram for the first time, it was with the person that gave me my dog, Ella the Enchanting. And I had this thing where I had to go because I knew there was something about DNA that I needed to know. And I drove everybody nuts. And I finally, I paid for her ticket because she refused. She goes, I don't like the heat. And we went to Florida in July. I'm looking back at my scrapbook. But this is so funny because look at this. You'll see this. I'll post it. This is a picture. This is hilarious. We got there and our shuttle bus driver was a bit late that picked us up from the airport. But he had a plan and he had to pick up some other people. And I think maybe he was working on the side, because as we were driving out to the ashram, they were launching a rocket. And then people had camped out for like days and days to get a glimpse of this rocket. And on our way to the ashram, he pulled into one of those little turnoffs, pulled it out, said, get out, everybody. You're about to have a once in a lifetime opportunity. And we watched them let that rocket go, launch that rocket. And here's, like, that was on our way to the ashram. I'd say that's a once in a lifetime experience. And so that is kind of like the universe will speak to you like that. Like if you're on your way to go meet a mentor and they launch a rocket on your way, and your shuttle bus driver has studied this for like 4 years and he's ready and he's going to pull over and you're going to get the best view. That's the fun part of energy work. I've got to get some water. What number are you at now?
I think I'm neutral, but I feel a little bit...
The coughing. Okay, so take a deep breath. This is just the grief. It's just grief. People have not been able to speak and they're grieving. And so coughing, we're just going to strengthen this. This is about swallowing words. So when people cough, a lot of the times it's not coming from the lungs. It's coming from the timing of the swallowing reflex. And that's what's coming up here. Olivia, where are we?
We've got just about 9 minutes.
Okay, I just need to maybe take a short little break here to clear this. Okay. Where are you at number-wise now?
I'm testing neutral.
Okay. So and I what does that...
A bit of, again, my gut, or my soul, like kind of lower abdomen, root chakra, like kind of a wobble going on.
Okay, there was a definite wobble here. So take a deep breath. And another one. And another one. Okay. So we're going to energetically shift everybody here, not to panic as soon as they have a cough. Okay. I have a cough, but this cough is coming from the swallowing reflex from so many people. So we're just going to strengthen that. What's coming up is predictions going into the future. People have asked me, you know, what fields of work would you go into? I would say speech pathology will be big because babies learn how to talk by watching people's lips move. And it's a very important stage of their development from, you know, that first year. When you think about a human baby, it's not like a deer. It doesn't just get up and run. So it takes another year for a human being's neurological system to develop outside of the mother's womb. And they are totally dependent on their caregivers until, well, for a long time, unlike most animals. So we need to strengthen this for all the babies out there right now. Communication skills. Some people would say that's a horrible thing. And some people would say, I kind of find it annoying, but I also realize that babies talk in pictures. So, in some ways this has honed their psychic abilities. So, you know, maybe in the age of Aquarius, people will be doing less of this and more of speaking from the heart and through their perception, connected to, if your perception is connected to your insight, you know, to your intuition, then you have insight, and that comes from your third eye. So we're just going to strengthen that for all the babies. Excuse me. That's kind of what ayahuasca ceremony is like. So we're just going to strengthen that. When people burp, it's because there's a lot of anger, and that's what's coming out of your belly. So I just want to check in with you because I would just like to see where you're at on an emotional level for yourself. I know you're neutral, but how do you feel?
Yeah, I feel like it's almost like fear or trembling. Like it's like,
yeah, but you know what? You know what? Excitement and fear are really, they're so close. Like, seriously, the physiological happenings of the body, the chemical reactions between excitement and fear are anxiety are very similar. So let's just strengthen that for everybody. Let's go to not so much excitement. We have enough drama. More about joy and embracing life and the beauty and all of that and the memories of that and bringing that back in. How does that feel to you?
I I think that settled it, actually.
There you go.
I just have to breathe through my...
there. Olivia, what time is it?
Oh, we've got just about 3 minutes.
Good. See, it's perfect. Perfectly imperfect day. Oh, I said to Olivia, it's, you know, been a long day. And she said, it's like, you know, 8:30. So I'm just joking when I say that. So I want to thank you so much, Julie, for coming on. And really, like, wow, I needed someone that was able to take the heat in the kitchen. Yes. I didn't want fry. Yeah, you know what I mean? So I would suggest that you go outside now and take a nice little walk. That's what I'm going to do. And get out in nature, go barefoot if you can, even if it's cold. Just reconnect with the earth, because you've been energetically conduiting. That's not a word, sorry. You know what I mean? You've been pulling this energy in, and I've been energetically shifting through you. So I want to thank you for your bravery of calling in, and thank you for being such a, you know, a strong, strong neutral source to plug into. And I want to thank my team and everybody at Transformation Talk Network for all the good work you do. And to all of you guys out there, bye for now. I'm looking forward to next week is going to be Caleb's first official show. Bye for now.
Oh. You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny. You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.